And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. Larry Noble is in Hollywood making a picture because he believes his wife wants him as far away as possible, now that her face is badly burned by the acid thrown by Claudia Vincent when Mary unearthed the truth about Claudia's guilt in the murder of Oliver Wilson. Larry is unhappy in this belief, but he doesn't blame Mary, since he feels a deep inner guilt for having forced Claudia on his family and friends. Right now, on the set of the studio, Larry is waiting for the camera crew to finish the background for his next scene. And as he watches half-heartedly, we hear the director, Sam Marco, saying,
"Let's get moving on this next shot. We have a lot of work to finish, boys. We need a little more shadow in the left spot. Watch that cable, Joe."
"I guess they're getting ready for your big scene, Mr. Noble."
"I sure hope so, Dora. Seems we spend hours between shots just to get a few feet of film."
"I know. I guess it's different on Broadway. Must be wonderful to look out over the footlights and see a real live audience. Instead of just looking out at a lot of grips and electricians and pretending they're not there."
"You'll find that there are fewer headaches in movies, Dora. A picture may be a box office failure, but you still get paid your contract price."
"Maybe. But watch out when your options come up."
"Yes, I guess you have something there, Dora. But just the same, you don't know what it is to rehearse for weeks, day and night, and then quietly fold a couple of days after the opening."
"Did that ever happen to you, Mr. Noble?"
"Oh, of course. It happens to any actor who's been working at it a long time."
"Gee, I just can't imagine it happening to you."
"Well, I can. And that's what gives actors those opening night jitters."
"Well, still, it's better than just standing around here all day like I have to do, waiting for a couple of lines."
"Oh, give yourself time, Dora. I'll bet that before another year, I'll see your name in big lights out in front. Dora Dean in her greatest dramatic hit."
"Well, you'd better not hold your breath waiting for the day, Mr. Noble. I'm getting kind of discouraged. If it wasn't for meeting you on this set, I don't know what I'd do. Only, I know I'm being a nuisance."
"Not at all."
"You don't have to kid me. I knew it the minute I asked you if you'd come out to my folks' roadside stand. I knew I was out of turn when I said that."
"Why, you're just as wrong as you can be, Dora. I thought it was very nice and friendly of you to ask me out."
"Sure. Only wild horses wouldn't drag you out there. And I don't blame you. After all, I'm just a nobody, and my folks are all vaudeville has-beens who keep on talking about the good old days and how they wowed them at the palace."
"You know, you're very cynical, Dora. For such a young girl, and for such an attractive one."
"I've been around enough to know a few things, Mr. Noble. And I've made up my mind not to hang around and bother you anymore. I'm sorry I was such a pest."
"Wait a minute, Dora. You've got it all wrong."
"All ready now, Mr. Noble. Let's get this next scene out of the way."
"I'll be right with you, Mr. Marco."
"Take your position just as we rehearsed it. You cross over from that side. Horn will come up the track and pan to the right. You got that clear?"
"I'm ready when you are."
"All right. Let's not have any retakes on this. Nice and quiet now. You ready? Action. Lights. Sound."
And at this same time, in a New York hospital, where Mary is recuperating from her severe acid burns, we find her most devoted visitor, wealthy Rupert Barlow, talking in the hall outside Mary's room with Dr. Allen, who's in charge of the case. And we hear...
"Well, Dr. Allen, you're just the man I've been wanting to see."
"Indeed, Mr. Barlow?"
"Yes, it's about Mrs. Noble's condition."
"Well, as I told you, Mr. Barlow, only members of the family
yes,
are..."
"Yes, now wait, Dr. Allen. I am one of Mrs. Noble's closest friends. Perhaps the closest friend she has. At least I'd like to think so."
"Well, what was it you wanted to ask me, Mr. Barlow?"
"Well, I wonder if you can give me any idea of how much longer the patient will have to stay here in the hospital. Will it be 1 week, two, longer perhaps?"
"I can only say that Mrs. Noble is making far greater progress than I anticipated. Burns of this sort are tricky. It's very hard to predict the outcome."
"But can't you give me some idea of what you expect, Dr. Allen? I mean to say, Mrs. Noble is a very beautiful woman. She's greatly admired. And, being married to a theater personality, she is, of course, seen on many occasions in public. Now, if she were to be badly disfigured, I'm very much afraid of the effect it'll have on her future, on her ability to accept the verdict."
"I have found Mrs. Noble to be a splendid patient, Mrs. Barlow, and I'm sure that she will face whatever she must accept with fortitude and courage."
"Does that mean that you don't expect her to make a full recovery?"
"Well, not at all. But I'm not in favor of building a patient's hopes too high before the outcome is reasonably certain."
"And it isn't reasonably certain yet, in your mind?"
"Mr. Barlow, I understand your concern for a dear friend, but I don't understand the wish to have me predict the extent of Mrs. Noble's recovery before I am certain of it myself."
"Well, I'm sorry if I'm overstepping myself, Dr. Allen. Perhaps I'd better explain that my concern is based on a knowledge of certain facts in Mrs. Noble's personal life.
Indeed.
You see, I know that Mrs. Noble is becoming very restless and depressed.
That's quite natural, under the circumstances. However, I feel that Mrs. Noble has managed to keep herself under excellent control.
Yes, but the question is, how much longer can she go on?
Well, I don't quite understand.
Let me be quite candid, Dr. Allen. You may not know that Mrs. Noble is going through a serious personal crisis. Her husband has left New York and gone to the West Coast to make a picture.
Yes, I know that.
Well, don't you feel that Hollywood is a long way off, under the circumstances?
I don't pretend to know anything about the entertainment field, Mr. Barlow, but I haven't been aware of any great change in Mrs. Noble's morale these last days.
No, she's a very brave woman. But I can promise you she is suffering very greatly. And she fears that if her recovery isn't complete, it will be the breakup of her marriage to Larry Noble.
Oh, surely not. Mr. Noble appeared to be concerned only for his wife's comfort.
I don't like to argue with you, Dr. Allen, but I'm quite sure of my facts. And you must remember that Larry Noble is a celebrated actor. He might easily persuade you to believe whatever he said.
I don't quite know what to say. It'd be most unfortunate to have anything affect the patient's frame of mind. Most unfortunate.
I agree. That's why I'm speaking so bluntly to you, Dr. Allen. You see, I want you to keep me as closely advised about her condition as you can, so that I may help her through this terrible time and alleviate her mental suffering.
Well, Mr. Barlow, I have reason to believe Mrs. Noble will make a very good recovery. And the way she seems right now, I believe she'll show very few signs of the serious burn she's had.
Well, you don't know how that relieves my mind, Dr. Allen. If it's all right, I'll go in and see her now.
I left her sitting up in apparent good spirits. But what you've just told me cast a grave shadow on the case. I'd like to think you were wrong about Mr. Noble.
Well, I assure you I'm not. He'll certainly not continue his life with a woman whose beauty is marred by scars. But since you believe so strongly in her complete recovery, perhaps there's still a chance. Thank you for your patience and understanding, Dr. Allen. I'll see Mrs. Noble now.
Come in.
Well, how is my lovely patient today?
Hello, Rupert. Aren't you wonderful the way you come to see me?
Don't you know it's my greatest pleasure, darling? Now tell me, how are you? How do you feel?
Well, from what Dr. Allen says, I don't think it will be too much longer before he removes the final bandages.
I know already.
You do? Did Dr. Allen tell you?
No, Angel. But I know that you will always be the most beautiful woman in the world, no matter what happens.
Oh, that's sweet of you, Rupert. I thought for a minute... But I should have known.
Oh, Mrs. Noble, was that the letter you were expecting?
Letter? What letter, nurse?
Oh, I see. Oh,
do you mean to say Mr. Barlow didn't give it to you? The very idea.
Well, I'm most awfully sorry, Mary, darling. I was so delighted to see you, I stuffed it in my pocket and forgot all about it.
Shame on you, Mr. Barlow, when our patient's been waiting so anxiously for word.
You mean...
May I have it, please? I can tell in a minute if it's from Larry.
Yes, of course, my dear. And a thousand pardons.
Oh, please open it. I can't manage the envelope. I'll do it, Mrs. Noble.
No, please, I insist. There now. Can you read it, or should I ask Nurse Clark to read it while I leave the room, Mary?
Oh, you needn't leave, Rupert. I just want to see what he says. It's from Larry, and I can't wait.
I thought it must be for Mr. Noble when I saw that airmail special delivery.
Can't imagine how I could have been so stupid.
Oh, he says everything is simply wonderful. He has a splendid new part in a fine production, and he's working very hard. He's very excited about it and certain that it was the best thing to do.
Well...
And he says, darling, I miss you so much and pray for your recovery. Oh, Miss Clark, just as soon as I get well, I'm going to Hollywood to be with Larry. I'm going to surprise him. He won't believe his eyes. Oh, Larry, darling.
Mary Noble is too happy to notice Nurse Clark and Rupert Barlow exchange glances with raised eyebrows, for she now believes that everything will turn out happily for her little family. Be sure to be listening Monday to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.